First, I'd like to offer up prayers for the people affected by the tragedy in Las Vegas. It was kind of numbing to hear about something like that, but just want to offer up prayers for all those that are affected. I think we all are affected in some way, but obviously the people directly affected. Second, I got to clarify a medical report. Yesterday I told you Derek had suffered spasms, and he was in fact spasming, but the reason is he's got a transverse process fracture. There's a real good chance he'll miss this week, and these injuries, the time frame is typically 2 to 6. So I got that information about 10 minutes ago. Thought I'd share it with the local guys here first. So there you are.
I just got off the phone with him. He said he's sorry. I mean, you know, he's a great kid. He'll bounce back.
I told him that the team will take care of business while he's healing and just, get healed up. And when he can come back, he'll come back. That's the story now on that injury. It ended up being something that caused the spasms. They took a good look and got the several tests, and the last one came back with that being the case, okay? Other than that, I'm here to review the game. So if you guys have any questions, let it rip.
Jack, just kind of as a follow-up to your statement about Las Vegas, you know, when tragedies like this happen, even going back to 9/11, we as the public kind of look to sports to keep that sense of normalcy going,
yeah.
So we can feel good about the normalcy of our lives not being disrupted. How tough, though, is it for you as an athlete? Because this obviously affects, like you say, all of us. How tough is it for you as a coach, for your players, to keep your own sense of normalcy?
The structure of what we have to do kind of goes on. But there's no doubt that that display of evil was I can't think of anything other than maybe 9/11, that type of thing, you know, where that many lives are affected, that many people are directly affected. Like I said, it's a little bit numbing.
On to Derek, I guess. Knowing the way that EJ did play, he seemed to get the offense going. Do you feel a little bit better about the situation, at least now, say, than when you did when Derek goes down last year, concerning what you had?
Well, I know more about EJ. I mean, I thought EJ, you know, gave us a chance there at the end. He did some things really well. And there's some definite positive, encouraging signs that we can, you know, build on. But, you know, so obviously it's always a big blow to lose a good player, a key player, and your quarterback. But the good news is he's not gone for the year. You know, we'll get him back. It could be as short as 2 weeks. It could be longer. We'll see. We'll deal with that as it goes. But certainly the way EJ played yesterday was uplifting.
Quarterback goes down like that, your backup needs to react pretty quickly. What did you see from EJ in that moment, from when he was told that he was going in, or he saw it and then kind of hit the ground running? Like, what was his reaction there, Hedy?
I thought he was very poised throughout the time that he played. He handled his business. He went through the reads. I think with the exception of the clock expiring, you know, in that environment, that's the one thing he didn't get near the repetitions that we got with our starter, obviously. So that's the one, you know, thing that I came out of there saying, okay, as a coach, I've got to have him better prepared for that.
With this type of fracture, is he totally incapacitated through
no.
the – I mean, what can Derek do?
I heard this 10 minutes ago, so I haven't had a chance to really dig into it to know. I know that when he can go, he'll go, and I'll trust the doctors to do their thing.
You guys will have a first down in the first quarter of the last 2 weeks. Have you been pleased with the script going in? What's been, when you look back at the film, what have you seen in those first 2 quarters of the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think obviously lack of rhythm. We've got to look at everything we will. I think For me, it's I think for the fan right now, it's probably more about, hey, who can I blame right now and get pissed at? You know, I get that. But that's not how we're going to operate. You know, we're all looking to make it better. So it starts with what we call, when we call it, how we execute the call. You know, it's coaches coach, players play. You know, we're going to coach and do better at coaching. The players are going to play and do better at playing and executing, and we're going to be better. I mean, we're a better unit than we've shown offensively the last 2 weeks, no question. And you know, it hasn't been good enough, and it's led directly to losses, two losses.
Maybe surprised is the wrong word, but you guys were rolling so well the first 2 weeks. Are you a little surprised by what's happened the last?
I'm never surprised by the way events can turn around in the NFL. This is 32 years of doing it, playing and coaching. I've seen a lot of ups and downs and trials and tribulations, and the ball bounces. It's shaped odd, and it bounces different ways, and nothing really surprises me. I know that we have a good group of guys, all right, and we have a good group of coaches and players, and we're all going to work to get this right. So, you know, I believe in that. I trust our guys, and I believe in who we are, and I believe that will show as we go through this year.
What have the issues been in the run game specifically?
Well, there are several things. Like I said, it's like a combination, you know. Maybe a missed block here. Maybe the back doesn't hit the hole. Maybe the scheme was – maybe they beat us on the scheme. Maybe they had a better call against that scheme. You know, so all different factors add up, right? I know we have big, powerful guys up front. We've got backs that are all very capable, and we've got a really good staff, you know. So we got to put it together and make it work. That's the bottom line. So, you know, for 2 weeks now, we've stubbed our toe, maybe more than just a toe. But, you know, we've struggled, and it's really obvious, you know, to everybody that follows us. It's obvious to me, and we're working hard to get it right.
Amari, who's had another pretty crucial drop yesterday, and it seems like he had gotten over that last year, but he's had quite a few drops.
Yeah, I think he's going to be just fine. I think I believe in Amari. I think he's a really good player. That ball got on him quick yesterday. It was, you know, ends up being one. Oh my gosh, there's another one. Yeah, okay. I believe Amari's a really good player, and you know. We'll take advantage of that. We're going to make sure that we're getting him the ball and that we're utilizing the strengths that he brings.
What's the status of Crabtree?
Crabtree, we'll see how practice goes. You know, if he can come back and tolerate practice, he's a pretty tough guy. He tried really hard to get back last week, so hopefully he makes it this week.
Did Conley suffer a setback of any kind?
Well, I just saw him. He wouldn't admit much, but I just saw him, you know, reacting as though it was sore a little more last week. So he got the weekend off. You know, we'll practice him probably Thursday, you know, and be smart on Wednesday. It'll be some type of limited fashion on Wednesday, I would think, and then get a good workload on Thursday and get him to the game and look at him that way.
And since you had to go with some other cornerbacks, what did you think of how Sean Smith and Dexter McDonald played in an extended?
I thought overall, defensively, you know, a lot of different contributing factors. I thought those guys being able to go in and know what to do and do it well was very positive for us. I thought the pass rush throughout the day was disruptive and good for us. And so, you know, overall, really solid, gritty effort that kept us in the game. You know, those guys did enough, got enough stops, you know, keep them 0-for-4 in the red zone there and get off the field, get the ball back for the offense a couple times late in the game, had to have it. Those are positive things for us.
There seemed to be a third down sack that Von Miller got, in which Marshall was tugged out of the collar.
Was held, yeah. Derek did a nice job. Yeah.
How common is that?
It's something they're trying to clean up. It's hard to catch all of them. I mean, they did a nice job executing, you know, kind of a trick of the trade. You're not supposed to be able to get that done, but it's hard to see every time that it's done. And he reached out and grabbed him. And, yeah, so it was well done on their part.
Is that one easier to get away with now with the umpire in the backfield? As opposed
can
to-
be. Yeah, there are a lot of excuses for it. I mean, they tend to see the tackle hold, so I don't know why they can't see the defensive player hold. But
what did you think most about Manuel and when he jumped in there yesterday?
I think I spoke to it. I think the poise that he played with. I don't feel like the moment was too big for him. I thought he was accurate. He made good decisions, with the exception of putting that one up late. We second down. Just check it down there, and keep moving the chains. But overall, I liked the demeanor he played with. I liked the certainty he played with. I liked his accuracy.
Offensive line as a whole are pretty sky high with the talent that you have there. So anytime there's a sack or a back hit in the backfield, fans wonder what's going on. Yeah. What do you see on tape? Are they off at all? Or are they playing pretty well? And there's just some negative plays.
They're actually playing pretty well. Again, I know this goes back to what I was talking about with Vic. I know people want somebody to blame. So just blame me. That's easy. Just blame the head coach. And, seriously, because we're going to get it right. I'm not worried about why it – I am worried about why, but I'm not worried about explaining it and talking about it. I'm worried about getting it right. And we've got a good group. We've got a good group. They're physical. We've got good backs. We've got good coaches, and we will get it right. And it needs to get right now.
You talked about it with Marquette last year with the personal fouls and another one. What do you have to communicate to him? Obviously you don't want.
It's maturity. That's what I need to communicate with him, and I will in person. But that's all it is. It's a matter of being mature enough to put the team ahead of yourself and being able to handle those emotions when you're disappointed. And sometimes you're disappointed and you want to lash out because it maybe makes you feel good for about 3 seconds, and then you deal with the consequences. Those weren't good consequences. So, we were fortunate there. And so it's another opportunity for him to learn how important it is to keep things under control.
Have you spoken to him yet? Not a chance yet.
We'll talk tomorrow.
You guys good? You guys used sticks and linemen a lot last year, too, especially against Denver, with some success.
Yeah.
Is there a reason you've gone away from that this year? Is it personnel or just I don't know if you want to get into that, but
No, I mean it's a good point. The guy that was really good at it, Denver, was really the best at it. He's injured right now on IR, but we really felt comfortable with him in that package. And who knows? It's early in the year.
Did you talk to Derek at all today?
I just got off the phone with him. I got the news about 10 minutes before I needed to come down here, and first thing I did was call him, and let him know. That was what we found, just moments ago. And so you guys got it. I mean, it's as fresh a story as it could be.
That's from the MRI.
That's from the CAT scan. The MRI wasn't conclusive. So they did a CAT scan. That's where it was determined that there was a problem.
You did that CAT scan this morning?
He did the CAT scan just like after this morning, like this afternoon. I mean, it just all happened. So that's why I said the timeline, it was – first, the x-ray yesterday, and it doesn't look like anything. And then the MRI this morning still looks good. And then, let's be sure we didn't have a real good look at this area. And then the CAT scan revealed the problem.
It must be pretty small. It didn't show up on the other
side. I'm not a doctor. I mean, I'm not. Nothing really. I mean, we know he was concussed yesterday, and so there's nothing really to add beyond that. It'll be in the protocol.